Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. India strongly protests allegations made by Canada's deputy minister with reference to Union Home Minister Amit Shah, cautions such irresponsible actions will have serious consequences for bilateral ties. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India is positioning itself as a global friend. Security forces killed 3 terrorists, including a Lashkar commander, in 2 separate encounters in Kashmir Valley. Government initiates inquiry into the death of 10 elephants in Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve of Madhya Pradesh. And in cricket, India gains edge by restricting New Zealand to 171 for 9 in second innings of the third test match in Mumbai. India strongly protested against references made to Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on the 29th of October.
The Government of India protests in the strongest terms to the absurd and baseless references made to the Union Home Minister of India before the committee by Deputy Minister David Morrison. In fact, the revelation that high Canadian officials deliberately leak unfounded insinuations to the international media as part of a conscious strategy to discredit India and influence other nations only confirms the view Government of India has long held about current Canadian government's political agenda and behavioral pattern. Such irresponsible actions will have serious consequences for bilateral ties.
On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokespersons termed it as unfortunate that the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Responding to a query on visas, Mr. Jaiswal said, New Delhi is monitoring the well-being of students and temporary workers from India who are currently in Canada. On the issue of border disengagement, the spokesperson stated that verification patrolling have commenced under mutually agreed terms between India and China in Demchok and Debsang regions. He said that the final phase of disengagement was agreed upon between India and China on the 21st of October. He further said that relevant dialogue mechanisms at the level of foreign ministers and other officials will be used to stabilize and rebuild bilateral relations.
As agreed at the leaders' meeting in Kazan, relevant dialogue mechanisms at the level of foreign ministers and other officials will be utilized to stabilize and rebuild bilateral relations. We will let you know more when these mechanisms meet to deal with issues of each other's interest and concerns.
On U.S. sanctions on Indian entities, a spokesperson highlighted that India has a robust legal and regulatory framework on strategic trade and non-proliferation controls. He underlined that India is also a member of 3 key multilateral non-proliferation export control regimes, the WASENAR arrangement, the Australia Group, and the Missile Technology Control Regime.
We are a member of 3 key multilateral non-proliferation export control regimes, the WASENAR arrangement, the Australia Group, and the Missile Technology Control Regime, and have been effectively implementing relevant UNSC sanctions and UNSC Resolution 1540 on non-proliferation. Our understanding is that the sanctioned transactions and companies are not in violation of Indian laws. Nevertheless, in keeping with India's established non-proliferation credentials, we are working with all the relevant Indian departments and agencies to sensitize Indian companies on applicable export control provisions.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India is positioning itself as a global friend today. Addressing the gathering at a book launch event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that New Delhi seeks to be friends with as many countries as possible. He highlighted that in India there are cultural and historical factors at work, including the fact that the country is not a dogmatic civilization. On the subject of Quad, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that the US, Japan and Australia have benefited from Quad.
US, Japan and Australia have benefited from the Quad. They are actually examples of overcoming the hesitations of history. UAE and Israel are from a region that is being engaged comprehensively. Russia and France are actually statements of multipolarity, ours as much as theirs.
Dr. Jaishankar mentioned that sensitivities like sovereignty and territorial integrity will always be factors in evaluating partners.
We have from time to time seen comments on our domestic issues accompanied by a professed desire to have honest conversations. However, the same courtesies are rarely accorded to the other side. What is freedom for one can apparently become interference from the other. The fact is that sensitivities like sovereignty and territorial integrity will always be a factor in evaluating partners.
He elaborated that some friends may also be more complicated than others and may not always share the same culture and mutual respect or ethos of diplomatic etiquette. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today called upon Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies that the country currently imports to realise the vision of Viksit Bharat. He was addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT, Kanpur today. Defence Minister highlighted technology as a key driver of rapid changes across various fields, with countries vying to master niche domains like artificial intelligence for geopolitical advantage.
Artificial intelligence ko dekhiye, puri duniya isko ek priority sector mante hue isme expertise hasil karna chahti hai. Ab aise competitive global scenario mein hamare desh ke liye ye bahut hi avashyak hai ki hum in high technology par shuruaat se hi pakad banaye taki hum apne potential ko puri tarah se realize kar paye aur desh ki progress mein inka contribution ensure kara paye.
In two separate encounters in the Kashmir Valley today, three terrorists have been neutralized by a joint team of security forces following cordon and search operations based on specific intelligence regarding their presence in the respective areas. The operations later turned into gun battles that resulted in the elimination of three terrorists. Talking to Akashvani News, IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi confirmed that one top Lashkar commander, identified as Usman, alias Chota Walid, hailing from Pakistan, has been killed in an encounter in the Khaniar area of Srinagar. The slain terrorist had been active for a long time and was involved in several terror crimes in the Kashmir Valley. During the operation, four security personnel, which included two JNK police personnel and two jawans of the Central Reserve Police Force, were injured and have been shifted to the hospital. Mr. Birdi said the two terrorists have also been killed by security forces in the Larnu-Kokernag encounter in Anantnag district of South Kashmir this afternoon. Meanwhile, suspicious movement was spotted by security forces in Panar area of Bandipora in North Kashmir. When challenged, the terrorists opened indiscriminate fire on the security forces and escaped deep into the dense forests. The security forces have launched a massive search operation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to visit Ranchi late this evening. Mr. Shah will review poll preparations with state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Shah will release the party's Sankalp Patra tomorrow.
Aaj hamare Grihmantri Amit Shah ji aa rahe hain. Kal unke haathon Bharatiya Janata Party ka Sankalp Patra jari hoga.
The Union Minister will also address three election rallies at Dhal Bhumgar in Ghatshila, Barkatha in Hazaribagh and Simria in Chatra tomorrow. Meanwhile, such operations have been intensified across the state to curb the influence of money power in the elections. A joint operation has been launched in the bordering areas of UP, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Odisha to nab Maoist. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren is contesting from the prestigious Saraikela seat in the Jharkhand Assembly elections. A correspondent reports that this time, the political scenario of this constituency is quite different from the previous elections. We have a report.
Former Chief Minister Champai Soren has won the seat 6 times for JMM, but this time he is contesting from BJP. It may be noted that after resigning from the post of Chief Minister, later Mr. Champai Soren also resigned from JMM and joined BJP. On the other hand, JMM has given ticket to Ganesh Mahali, who resigned from BJP following denial of ticket from the party. In 2019 assembly elections, both Champai and Mahali were face to face, but their parties were different. Although 13 candidates are in fray for this seat, but the main contest is between Champai Soren and Ganesh Mahali. Ravindra Orao of BSP is also trying to make his presence felt. Issues of Bangladeshi infiltrators and Rohingya are aggressively being raised by all parties during campaigning. With KK Lal's report from Ranchi, Reshma Tiwari, Akashwani News.
The last date of withdrawing nominations for the Maharashtra Assembly elections is Monday. Both the major alliances in Maharashtra, the Mahayuti and the Mahavikas Aghari, are grappling with rebel candidates. In Odisha, at least 5 persons were killed and 7 others critically injured when the van in which they were travelling rammed into a trailer truck on the MCL Taporia Road near Gaikanapalli village in Sundargarh district in the wee hours of today. Police sources said all 5 died on the spot and the injured have been admitted to the hospital. As many as 12 people from the Kanadagora and Samarpinda villages were returning home in the van after attending a cultural ceremony when the accident occurred. The government has initiated an inquiry into the deaths of elephants in the Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve of Madhya Pradesh. The Wildlife Crime Control Bureau of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has constituted a team to investigate the deaths of 10 elephants in the reserve. This team is conducting an independent inquiry into the matter. The Madhya Pradesh government has also constituted a 5-member state-level committee to investigate and submit a report. In the United States, campaigning for the presidential election has reached a feverish pitch as only 3 days remain until Americans decide the next president. Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris held numerous rallies today in the key swing states of North Carolina and Virginia. North Carolina, a must-win for Republicans, has seen increased efforts from Democrats to pull off an upset. In cricket, India gained an edge over New Zealand as Indian bowlers restricted the Kiwis to 171/9 in the second innings at stumps on day 2 of the third test match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. After conceding a lead of 28 runs, New Zealand now holds an overall lead of 143 runs. Will Young scored a half century for New Zealand. For India, Ravindra Jadeja took 4 wickets, while Ravichandran Ashwin claimed 3. Washington Sundar and Akash Deep each took 1 wicket. Earlier, India were all out for 263 runs with solid contributions of 90 runs from Shubman Gill and Rishabh Pant, 60. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India strongly protests allegations made by Canada's deputy minister with reference to Union Home Minister Amit Shah, cautions such irresponsible actions will have serious consequences for bilateral ties. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India is positioning itself as a global friend. Security forces killed 3 terrorists, including a Lashkar commander, in 2 separate encounters in Kashmir Valley. Government initiates inquiry into the death of 10 elephants in Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve of Madhya Pradesh. And in cricket, India gains edge by restricting New Zealand to 171/9 in second innings of the third test match in Mumbai. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.